Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link second quarter 2016 earnings release presentation. This is Sally Yang, Director of Investor Relations. Before I begin my presentation, I would like to highlight that other than the net income figure, which has been audited by our auditor, all the other figures are based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standard. Now, if you please turn to page two for our second quarter income statement. During the second quarter of 2016, D-Link registered total revenue of NT dollar 5.58 billion, down 6% from last quarter and 12.8% from a year ago quarter. The lower revenue were mainly caused by lower telco shipments due to products in transitioning both in Europe and North America. Slower retail sales in digital home products as a result of products launch delay to improve software features and the connected homes experience also contributed to the lower revenue base this quarter. We expect products launch will be back on schedule to meet the second half retail seasons. Let's move down to the gross margin. Excluding inventory valuation gain and loss, gross margin was 25.6%, down from 27.4% as intense market competition continued to put pressure on margins. We continued to offer more price-based incentive to speed up stock rotation in preparation for new products launch. During second quarter 2016, we reported inventory loss of NT dollar 98 million, resulting from the inventory write-down as we have closed down regional warehouse in Latin America and centralized the logistic operation in order to reduce lead time as well as operational cost. Gross margin after inventory valuation was 23.8%, down from 26.6% from sequential quarter. Net operating income reported this period was NT dollar 15 million as compared to NT dollar 13 million, due to mainly higher income recognized from investee company. Consolidated net loss after tax and minority interest was NT dollar 473 million as compared to net loss of 214 million in the first quarter this year. EPS was -NT dollar 0.75 per share based on the weighted average capital of NT dollar 6.32 billion. Please move to page three for the quarter-over-quarter comparison of non-operating income. Non-operating income reported for the second quarter was NT dollar 50 million as compared to 13 million sequentially, mainly due to 91 million equity income derived from investee company under equity method of accounting. FX loss was also 19 million less than prior quarter, while other losses was reported at 34 million. For the summary of first half performance and YOY comparison, please turn to page four. For the first half of 2016, D-Link posted revenue of 11.5 billion and down 12.2% from first half of 2015. Gross margin, including the effect of inventory provision, was 25.3%, down from 26.4%. Consolidated net loss was NT dollar 687 million due to lower revenue base and tightening margin. Overall, first half 2016 has been a very challenging period, both in terms of business environment and some of our non-performing regions undergoing restructuring and changing business model according to the company's strategic business direction. We are rigorously finding more efficient ways to do business and streamlining OpEx spending. While OpEx YOY reduction is tracking our 10% goal, the financial also show a 5% reduction, which included the one-time restructuring cost. The group continued to maintain prudent liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to 2.8 billion. Accounts receivable was NT dollars 4.9 billion, down by 202 million, and AR turnover days was 76 days, in line with the trade term offered. Inventory was 3.9 billion and down 196 million, showing the positive trend in our effort to reduce inventory level. Now please turn to page six for the company's key financial ratios. AR collection cycle was 76 days, in line with our normal conversion. Inventory days on hand were 95 days, up from prior sequential quarter as we are stocking up for the retail season in the second half year. In terms of liquidity position, the company remains healthy with current ratio of 1.84 and net debt over equity ratio of 0.66. Return on equity for the second quarter was -19.3%. Current ratio was lowered to 1.44, mainly due to reclassifying the 5-year exchangeable bond to short-term liabilities, reflecting the early redemption option 2 years from issuance date. Now please turn to page 7 for the quarterly revenue by regions. In terms of geographic breakdown, emerging and Asia Pacific continued to be the most important markets for D-Link, accounting for 64% of our group's revenue, followed by Europe, 20%, and North America, 16%. For the North America and Europe region, second quarter 16 sales were down due to less project pull and slower retail sales for the consumer products, such as camera and router. We are preparing to launch new generation camera and home connected products to meet retail season in the second half year. Emerging and Asia Pacific markets were down by 5% quarter over quarter and down 7.7% year over year, mostly due to weak economic outlook and credit constraint, which caused our channel partners adopting conservative stocking strategy on top of a slower project pull in general. Now please move to page 8, which show our 2016 second quarter revenue breakdown by product category. Switch and wireless together contributed to 71% of total second quarter revenue, while broadband was at 8%, digital home at 10%, and other with 11%. During the second quarter in 2016, switch sales were down 1.6% quarter over quarter, but up 9.5% on year-to-date first half basis, as compared to last year, reflecting our effort to increase sales in the business product and SMB sector. Wireless market is up 6.7% from sequential quarter and down 4.5% from last quarter, mostly due to lumpy project pull-in in the U.S. This completes my presentation for today, and thank you for your attention. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to contact D-Link Investor Relations.